In the battle over the Supreme Court nomination of Judge Brett Kavanaugh, the usual suspects are lining up in support and in opposition. But at the grassroots level, there is one new entry nervously eyeing the Kavanaugh nomination. It is March for Our Lives, started by high school students in Parkland, Florida after the shooting there, and aimed ultimately at enacting more effective gun regulations. NPR's legal affairs correspondent Nita Totenberg has the story.
Kavanaugh is basically the roadblock to anything we want happening.
18-year-old Charlie Mirsky is the political director of March for Our Lives.
We believe that if we got anything passed, he could declare it unconstitutional, and he really could just block anything we want from staying in place.
Of course, Kavanaugh could not do that by himself. But Second Amendment scholars on the right and left agree he could tilt the court decidedly against gun regulations. UCLA law professor Adam Winkler has written extensively about gun control.
Kavanaugh believes in a very vigorous Second Amendment right to bear arms and thinks there's little room for constitutionally permissible gun control.
If confirmed, Kavanaugh would join a Supreme Court that has decided remarkably few cases involving gun rights. In 2008, the court, for the first time, declared that the Second Amendment right to bear arms is an individual right. The vote was 5-4, with Justice Anthony Kennedy casting the deciding fifth vote. The decision was written by Justice Antonin Scalia, a gun enthusiast, but it included limiting language, explicitly endorsing some regulations as constitutional. For instance, laws barring felons or those with a history of mental illness from owning guns. It is widely believed that much of the limiting language in the decision was added at the insistence of Justice Kennedy. Now, however, Kennedy is retiring, and a Justice Kavanaugh would have a demonstrably less hospitable view of gun regulation, a view that could be pivotal. Trevor Burrus is a research fellow and gun rights advocate at the libertarian Cato Institute.
I think Justice Kavanaugh will absolutely change to the court.
That's because over the last 10 years, the justices have avoided any further cases testing gun regulations. The lower courts, however, have not. Indeed, every appeals court to have considered major gun restrictions has upheld them, with conservative and liberal judges alike agreeing. Kavanaugh, however, has been an outlier, as he put it in a speech at the American Enterprise Institute in 2016.
I've been a lonely voice, I will say.
Indeed, on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia, Kavanaugh staked out an unusually strong position in favor of gun rights. In 2011, disagreeing with two conservative colleagues, he wrote a 52-page dissent from a decision that upheld a D.C. ban on assault weapons and magazines of more than 10 rounds, plus broad registration requirements. Kavanaugh argued that the right to bear arms is a fundamental right that can be limited only in the narrowest of circumstances. A ban on a class of arms is not an incidental regulation, he wrote. It is equivalent to a ban on a category of speech. Moreover, he said, it is not for judges to weigh public safety in evaluating whether a gun law is constitutional. Weapons should be permissible, he said, if they are in common use today and have not been traditionally banned. Professor Winkler.
One of the things that's most worrisome to gun control advocates is that Judge Kavanaugh believes only long-standing gun restrictions are constitutionally permissible, which suggests that novel, innovative ways to solve gun violence problems would not be acceptable in Judge Kavanaugh's view.
The Cato Institute's Trevor Burrus observes that with the addition of Kavanaugh, the court likely will have the required 4 votes to hear challenges to many gun regulations.
I think that Kavanaugh, Thomas, and Gorsuch will be the kind of gun rights justices that you could reliably see them striking down a bunch of regulations. I think Justice Alito is going to be a little bit less protective of gun rights, but still a reliable vote.
The unknown is whether Chief Justice John Roberts would reliably provide the fifth vote to hold gun control laws unconstitutional. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.